it would blow my mind.
Like you'd blow a dude. Shot through the heart
and you're too late. Shot through my ears.
Shot through my eardrum. Shot through the heart and you're too late, darling.
You give love a bad name. From Skull Records, it's the Valentine's edition of the Enter the Shell show. In this very episode, does Incubus have a restraining order on you? We are going to be talking with the rescuers. The White Stripes are giving the Air Force a no-fly zone. Where is the love? And Kesha, will she continue her reign on the singles charts? All that, so much more. We want you to fall in love with the show. And so, Super Bowl has passed. New Orleans Saints, congratulations.
Woo! Go Saints.
Boo.
So, while everybody was there, you know, checking out the game, checking out the halftime show, I wonder if anybody was out buying some singles on iTunes.
It's possible.
Why don't we look at the charts and see who has the number one single? We're going to start up at number 5 with Young Money, Lloyd, and Bedrock. Also, at number 4, we got Hey Soul Sister, Train.
Coming in at number 3 this week, my girl, Kesha with TikTok, dropping from number 1, but she's still holding strong on the charts.
And hitting number 2, Need You Know, Lady Antebellum.
And that means we do have a new number 1. Black Eyed Peas, I'ma Be. That's your new number one single on iTunes this week. And since we're here, why don't we check out the albums and let's see what big purchases everyone's been buying. Number 5, we got Who I Am. That's Dr. J's favorite, Nick Jonas and the Administration. At number 4, we got Fame the Monster, the standard edition, Lady Gaga. And she's been holding, dude. She's been on this countdown for like 2 months now.
She has. Good for her. Hey, coming in number 3 for top-selling albums, we've got Hope for Haiti now.
And coming in at number 2 again, Need You Know, Lady Antebellum at number 2.
And at number 1, we have Lil Wayne and Rebirth. So that's going to do it for the albums and who's number 1.
Yeah, you know, we have all these albums and more right on our website at entertheshell.com. If you want to take a closer look at these, maybe hit up iTunes, download a couple while you're there, you know, download Enter the Shell. We're right there and it's free. And that's just how it goes. Go to our website, entertheshell.com. It's as easy as that.
And while you're there, check out our blog section. Enter the Shell has an award-winning music columnist, including our very own editor-in-chief, Sarah. Every week, Sarah takes a closer look at the artists who have caught her little eye. This week's album review is going to be the boys that I like. They've been tearing up the charts, and that is Phoenix. I dig this band only because they've played them out on the radio, but check them out. Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix by Phoenix. Check out 1901, which you're hearing right now. It's awesome. And also Rome. That's two of my favorite songs.
I like Rome. This. I do too.
Sarah has decided to throw us a curveball, which is really cool because I dig it. She's not going to be doing the cover review this week. Instead, she decided to write a life blog. Because we need to know more about life. But don't worry, because this is going to also connect with music. Our TV commercials really creating our playlists in our brains because we're watching the commercials and we're listening to all that good stuff. Is this really affecting us? And Sarah's going to take a look at that.
Sounds really interesting.
Our commercials our new radio where we, you know, pick up new songs and things like that. Just check it out. Check out our blogs. And it's freaking cool.
Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
Hell to the yeah.
While we're on the commercials, let's talk about Super Bowl and their halftime commercial. Most importantly, let's talk about the Air Force because they aired one of their commercials for a new campaign that they're starting called Grab Some Air. And while this was going on, I don't know if you guys noticed the similarity between Fell in Love with a Girl and the instrumental that they were using underneath the commercial. Did any guys catch that?
No, actually,
I kind of think I know where it's from.
I don't think I did, to be honest.
Yeah, it was the White Well, it wasn't the White Stripes. Let me just say that.
Deleted.
Yeah, the composer who wrote the song, he wrote the song, but what happened was, like, you know, and this happens a lot. Like, sometimes when they get songs for commercials, they want it to be more upbeat, especially for this campaign, because it's with, you know, airplanes and stuff like that. So they wanted it to be more, like, you know, more just hardcore. So they sped it up, and it turned out that it's the same exact riff as this song that we're listening to right now, Fell in Love with a Girl. Sorry, I just got lost with that song real quick. So what happened was Jack White and Meg White, they went to the blog and they're like, hey, you know, we didn't write this song off and say the Air Force could use it. So the next day, the Air Force had to take down that commercial or that campaign.
Oh, so they didn't have any releases or anything written yet, so it was just...
No, it was all just completely by accident. Well... So to speak, the composer says that he's sorry that it sounds the same, and he really didn't know that when he was composing this song that it was actually Fell in Love with a Girl. And, you know,
so he mistakenly chose that song?
The most undeniable riff in the world. You know, and
the composer of the music of the commercial said this.
Yeah.
That he didn't Yeah. Well, you know what, sometimes if you think about it, sometimes songs and lyrics get caught up in your head. And maybe he was driving into work and was listening to the White Stripes and ba-doom.
But do you think it's possible that he really did just compose it and the White Stripes need to take a seat?
No.
See, here's the thing. There was at least like 20 people involved in this project.
So somebody least, had to
somebody
know.
Somebody had to know.
Yeah,
and why didn't they know? Why didn't they know? Why didn't they know?
Yep, I get it. I get it.
I think that, you know, I think that they knew what was going on. They're aware of the situation, but it was just one of those things where it got stuck in his head.
It happens. Yeah, I agree. All right, you know, something kind of cool that we've been doing into the new year here at Enter the Shell, kind of highlighting, talking to artists here live on the show. It's been kind of our opportunity to get more in depth with kind of the local music scene, kind of what's going on. And tonight we're bringing you yet another new band. Turtle, who are we talking to?
All right, today we are going to be talking with The Rescues, and we actually have all four of them on the phone right now.
This is our biggest interview yet.
Yeah. We're having a foursome right now.
That's fabulous.
It's a sevensome.
Is it a sevensome?
It's a sevensome.
I love it. So right now we have Kyler, we have Gabe, we have, who else we got?
Rob,
we got
Rob and Adrian.
Yeah, Rob and Adrian, all four of them on the phone.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So are you guys on speakerphone, like sitting on the couch together, or what are you doing right now?
We are all across Los Angeles in different places.
Oh, and so you're doing the conference call.
Totally.
Yep.
Oh, that's totally hot. I love it. Cool.
You know, I wanted to talk about real quick about how you guys all came together, and then then Rob coming in to the thing. But because you guys have a really cool story. A music exec put you guys together for his, like, wedding, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Adrian, go ahead.
Oh, I love it. Basically, we have a friend that, you know, was like, I want you to form an indie supergroup. And we were like, hell no. And he's like, well, I'll pay you for it. And so
hell yeah.
Basically, me, Kyler, yeah, we were like, hell yeah. And then so me, Kyler, and Gabe played his wedding. And then we started, we just were like, well, because we're all really good friends from being in the music scene in L.A., and so we were like, well, let's write a song together and see what happens. And then we started writing songs together, and we were like, well, this doesn't suck. And so we kept on going with it. And then at one point, we were like, we're plateauing. There's something that feels incomplete. And then Billy, our friend again, was like, you know, you should think about having Rob in the band. And so I called Rob, and I was like, hey, Rob, you want to join the band? And he was like...
No.
Yeah.
He was like, I quit music yesterday, yeah. but
today,
I was thinking maybe I'll just even today.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Rob and what he brought, because you guys were already together for about a year or so, and then you guys decided to bring in Rob. What kind of stuff did he bring into the band? Like, what were you expecting from him coming on and joining your guys' group?
I love to hear this.
We're dishing the dirt.
I think that basically, you know, I don't know what we expected, but what we got was someone who is just like a creative force, and Rob has got, you know, more ideas than, you know, all of us put together, and it's just really, he's also sort of like the wild card and takes us in directions that we would not necessarily otherwise have gone. And I think it basically sort of, the whole band sort of became redefined at that point, and we started writing as a foursome, and the material that happened basically over that first month of being together in January of 2009 is basically what our new record is founded on. It's mostly we basically had a month where we wrote the bulk of this new record. And it was just like having a new member in Rob it was basically an entirely new band, and it gave us a lot of creative energy and a lot of ideas, and we were really excited about it.
Now, all four of you are writing the songs. How do you agree on a certain, how do you agree on a certain lyric that you're writing, or do you disagree? Are there giant fights? Do you guys throw food? What's the process?
Or do you guys love it? Do you just love each other?
I think we love each other like 99% of the time, but we're really like a family at this point. And families, when you're going through, something creative or intense together, you're going to have moments of disagreement. But we have an amazing time. We all write together in the same room, and it's a democracy, which is unusual for a band. You know, most bands have a songwriter or a couple of songwriters, but we're kind of a democracy, and we try to get to the point of consensus. And sometimes, sometimes you end up being the odd man out who has to compromise, but the next time you end up, your idea gets chosen or however you want to look at it. But I think we all kind of look at it as we push each other further, and sometimes when we think we have the best idea, out of the blue, someone will come up with something even better. So, I don't know. I mean, it's all about us trying to come together and fight for the best idea, and it can be dangerous sometimes, but it's mostly a lot of fun.
That is awesome. You know, you guys, I have to give you props, though, because you guys have come a long way in a year's time. Like, that's really impressive to me. And I know that, before the show, Turtle was talking to us, and he was mentioning you guys have been featured on, various, television shows, Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. We were throwing out some things here and there. What do you guys have planned for the future? Do you have any, specific goals as a group that you guys are trying to reach? I mean, obviously, making great music, but are there certain things within the LA scene that you guys are really pushing for?
Well, there are so many goals, but the goals we seem to have, I don't know if they're so specific as to, we want to sell out Madison Square Garden. I think they're really specific to...
Why not? What nice. The hell?
That would be nice.
That's a great
we'll
goal.
We'll take it.
We'll be
it's
there.
It's more like we want to sell out two nights at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. All right, kind of guy.
We do also... I think a lot of our goals are to... more on the creative front, though. Like, it's a real challenge to do what we're doing, not just for people that are practicing, humility to do this on a daily basis. And that's not just writing songs, which of course is what you would think we're doing all the time, but it's making every decision, artwork and EPs and booking and rehearsal times and just scheduling, and are we going to do it on the Google Cal or are we going to do it on the iCal? There's so much that goes into being this family.
Totally.
And those goals are, I think, our bigger goals are how can we really build something that we come together and learn constantly and inspire each other, and then we can go and inspire Madison Square Garden.
Totally. Hey, I think you guys got a good thing going. You have a great great energy about you, and we are so excited that you were on the show. So thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, and you guys are going to be playing February 24th at the Troubadour with Lucy Schwartz, which is amazing. People could still get tickets, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then you guys have a Twitter, twitter.com/therescues. And I love it. I was on there today just, you know, schmoozing, seeing what kind of tweets and what kind of twit pics you guys were sending. So that's really cool. And then you guys got a website, therescues.com, and your MySpace, myspace.com/therescues. And you already have some advanced stuff for, like, your EP. You already have your guys' singles out on there, right? For your upcoming EP?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So they could all just check it out there.
Yes.
And yes, we do. Cool. So thank you guys so much. And we're going to try to make it out to the Troubadour.
Yeah, keep us posted, guys. We really look forward to following you. So
thanks so much.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you all.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Recapping again, that's twitter.com/therescues or therescues.com or myspace.com/therescues. And they're going to be playing at the Troubadour February 24th with Lucy Schwartz. Amazing time. I highly recommend. There's not that many tickets left.
Yeah.
So go check them out.
I have kind of a crush on all of them.
Right?
They're fun. Let's have them back soon.
You know, with band members, you know, you get some, and then as the evolution of the band goes.
You get some.
Yeah, like... you get some. And then as the evolution of a band goes.
Yeah.
What happens is you got to kick one out and bring in someone else
because
they're not pulling their weight or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in that case, you always wonder, well, what happens to the band members that, you know, leave the band? You know, do they become obsessed if the band becomes really big?
What are you talking about, like the fifth Beatles syndrome?
Yeah, kind of like that, because the same thing is going on right now, except a little bit more serious with Incubus and their current DJ, DJ Kilmore, or Chris Kilmore, as his birth name would be. And what's been going on is DJ Life from Incubus, he was on such albums before Make Yourself. Make Yourself was like the big like hit for Incubus. But before that, there was the Science EP and Enjoy Incubus and even Fungus Among Us. He started with them right in those EPs. And then he left, or they kicked him out, actually. And then Chris Kilmore came, and he's been on all the big ones, you know, Make Yourself,
yeah,
you know, Morning View. So a few years ago, and this all stemmed in 1998, right when Chris was, you know, beginning with Incubus, this guy, DJ Life, he walked up to him, and he said, "Hey, I'm going to kill you. I hate you."
Wow. So he legitimately said, but didn't he have some restraining orders?
Yeah, yeah. And so then he got a restraining order on him. So then he just got another restraining order on him because he ran into his girlfriend at some club just recently.
This guy's got it.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
A little bit of bad
yeah
luck.
Back in December. And he's like, and he went up to him and he said, "Lift your restraining order or I'm going to kill you."
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to really lift it right now, yeah, Chief.
Yeah, exactly. This is ridiculous. You know, I just hate that. And what do you guys think? This is just a little too weird.
I think it's just a band member upset because of, you know, how his life has gone, and that he's not he's not fulfilling his, I guess, what should you say? He's not fulfilling his potential because,
yeah,
you know, he's not gonna do it.
I agree. I think it's sad, and we see this a lot, though. You know what I mean? And right now, just so happens he's the guy that's being highlighted, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Lastly, he was told that he has to turn in all of his guns.
Wow.
Or that's sell bad them. So if you're looking for a gun or anything like that,
go hit up the Kilmore.
Yeah. go ahead and hit up DJ Life for a new gun. How about that?
Sweet. Yeah.
Well. You know, into more little spats going on in the music industry. A spat was just finished with the Black Eyed Peas and Perez Hilton.
Nice.
And what happened was, let me tell you right now, because...
Lay out the crack, yeah, Turtle. Because... Sorry, Turtle had to stop and take a hit off,
yeah,
his crack.
Yeah, I was like, wait, hold on. No. All that happened was the judge finally said, "Hey, you know what? We're dismissing this." And what had to happen with the manager, because the manager allegedly hit Perez Hilton, he had to pay $500 to a Toronto's Red Door Family Shelter, and he had to agree to several conditions. One is that he's not going to contact Perez Hilton. He can only contact him through his lawyers.
Do you know Perez is loving all of this, right?
Oh, yeah, because it's getting and you know how much I hate Perez.
The next is the manager can't carry any weapons for another year.
Nice.
Right? And he's not allowed within 100 feet of the Cobra nightclub where this attack took place.
Do you guys think that something's going to happen again? Or do you think it's just going to be smooth sailing?
I'll wait a year and then I'll see what goes on. But you don't have to wait a year for Kai's Corner.
That's right. Here's what's happening in Hollywood this week. I know that we're kind of sick of talking about all this Michael Jackson stuff, but just a quick little update. Dr. Conrad Murray has pleaded not guilty to one count of felony involuntary manslaughter with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Now, if he's found guilty, though, that he could be sentenced. I thought this was a light sentence. He could be sentenced to 2 or 4 years.
That's light.
Yeah, but that's because it was by accident that he killed him. You know. But in fact, and we've stated this before, we think all the doctors should be indicted.
So if you want to kill someone, just say it's an accident, and you only do 2 years.
What's up with all this killing in this day of love? Like, we have all these restraining orders. And
it's so
our
sad.
Love edition.
Well, from killing to Celine Dion, let's talk about her for a second. She is, I know, Yahtzee, I'm on a roll. Celine Dion has signed a multi-million-dollar deal to return to Sin City. She'll be in Las Vegas for a new 3-year residency that'll start in 2011. Have you guys ever seen her perform?
Never.
I actually have.
Really?
Of course you have.
Is she good?
I worked for a soft rock station. Yeah, she's actually very good. Awesome. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
I thought she was really nice. Anyways.
She's cool.
So, you know, little Wayne, he was supposed to start serving time for his 2000 arrest for gun possession. And that was supposed to be just a couple days ago. But apparently he had a chipped tooth. And so,
so
a judge is literally allowing him additional 3 weeks of freedom so that he can get this dental operation.
Horrible.
Right? Not only that, here's the kicker. You know how T.I. goes to jail and disappears while he's in prison? Lil Wayne has shot 9 music videos before his sentencing so that he is like on top. Right now he's at the height of his career and it's just going to keep going while he's in prison.
Well, he has to keep it going while he's in prison. It's going to be like Tupac.
Yeah.
You know, Tupac had all those hidden tracks and all that hidden stuff so that he still keeps on going even after he's dead.
I thought it was rad. Anyways, and last but not least, someone we've never really talked about here.
Kim Kardashian.
No. Nicole Richie and Joel Madden have opened a playground here in L.A., and
I like them.
Apparently they have a Richie Madden Children's Foundation, and so they've got a couple big organizations teaming up with them. 7-Eleven is one of them. 7-Eleven donated $250,000 to their foundation. They're opening playgrounds, yada yada. Fun to be a celebrity. Let's talk about Milo.
Let's.
Milo.
Oh, yes, don't think I'm not going to do it.
Milo, like Sarah, is one of our fabulous bloggers here at Enter the Shell. So when you're perusing through the blog section, make sure that you check out the Artist of the Week. It's a nice little feature. And this week, Milo is going to be writing about another local Los Angeles artist. This is a quartet of local singers.
Quartet.
Interesting. They'll be releasing an EP in March. Interesting. And it's going to be their first full-length album by the summer. I heard this band's pretty cool. Maybe Kai's got a crush on them. I don't know. So make sure you check out the blog section this Friday. Find out how a new house party, how a house party brought this band together.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Maybe we already talked to them. I don't know.
Maybe. Why did we do that? Like, Milo, what the hell? Like, he just... That was the worst tease ever. Milo, you really let me. We just interviewed the damn band. Just guess what? The band we just interviewed is on Artist of the Week. So if you want to read about him, just go to the website. Jeez Louise. I quit.
Oh, man.
I love you, Milo.
We're not headed no wrong way here. No, I swear we're not. It's just been announced that another story that we've been following, Sublime and their quest for a name. Well, it seems that they finally got their wish, and they're finally going to be called Sublime, except under one condition. And that one condition is that it has to be Sublime with Rome. And Rome is the singer that they brought in to replace Bradley Nowell, because Bradley Nowell's dead.
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, I think so, too. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I think that is completely appropriate. I think that Sublime needs to pay tribute to Bradley, you know, and by saying, you know, Rome with Rome or Sublime, I think that kind of they should do that for Journey.
I get it.
Journey with Filipino kid.
No, but you know, I used to rock Sublime like no other. I love them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this works and they start making some scratch again.
So yeah. Hopefully they get some cash, and I think that would be great.
That'd be awesome.
But you know what else would be great?
What?
Having some drinks. I like the beginning of this song.
Oh, I love this
song. Bad Fish. Yeah. But you know what else I love?
You.
It's time for shout outs. Crikey.
Yay!
That's right. If you comment, go on our website, leave a comment. Become a fan on Facebook. You comment on our Facebook statuses, we will hook you up and say thank you. So today's shout outs go to The Hoser, Bianca Harper, and Jack Sullivan.
Love it. The Hoser's always pulling through for us. We do have some new followers on Facebook. Join the movement. We're looking at Joey Valenzuela.
Just like Fernando.
Yes. Yep. And Jenny Gosser. And I think I know who that is. So, hey guys, thanks for following us. We love you. Hit us up on Facebook.
Danny Boy. Now, I think this obituary or this thing is just for me. English jazz musician John Dankworth has passed away at age 83. Or 82. He was probably wrong on his birthday. He composed and performed the theme for British TV shows The Avengers, which is an awesome show, and Tomorrow's World, which I do know because I used to watch Channel 4 in BBC. As well as his work on dozens of soundtracks, our thoughts, our prayers, our hopes go out to him as he's dead.
And I'm sorry that I laughed through that.
And his family.
Should be.
I'm an asshole.
So.
Yeah.
Must go. And I must
smile. And back.
All right. Now let's get happy again. There's a lot of stories that we couldn't cover today.
It's all bipolar.
It's completely all bipolar.
Oh, geez.
And for that, we have our newswire, twitter.com/enterTheShell. Just go there. And you can read about such things as 30 Seconds to Mars, how they had to cancel a show because of a bomb scare.
Woo.
Mary J. Blige, she's re-recording Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven with a supergroup.
That's interesting. I don't know how I feel about
that. And we have pictures of Darth Vader and Snoop. You can find all of that on our newswire, twitter.com/enterTheShell. T-Bone 3000 time. Black Eyed Peas, Perez, Lil Wayne, Rebirth, Air Force Reserves, White Stripes, Commercials, The Rescues, Troubadour, Restraining Order, Gavin, Incubus, Sublime, Rome, and Howard Stern's Penis. There. That means it's done. So, Kai, if you will get the envelope and tell us the moral of today's show.
I'd be delighted.
Wow. Sprung for the good cardstock, eh?
That seven sum got us. All right. The moral of this fabulous O10 show, I quote, "You don't know the meaning of what the fuck until you wake up naked and alone in someone's bed staring at a dead squirrel on their dresser." Thanks for listening.
That is
what the...
Yeah, that is a what the fuck moment. I will say.
What the fuck am I doing listening to Enter the Shell? That's what everyone just said.
Having a good time, I hope.
We love you all.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, quick love, quick shout out. Hope Cupid's arrow finds the rescuers this Valentine's Day. Thanks so much for being on the show, guys. We really thoroughly enjoyed you.
And we want to remind you, if you're a band out there looking to get a little bit of exposure, or if you're looking to... you know, get out your music, just give us a email. I was going to say give us a call, but you can't call us because we do everything by email. We're electronic like that. You can check us out on innertheshell.com. You can also download this podcast and others just by going to innertheshell.com or go to your iTunes because you can do that for free. It's awesome. It's amazing. And you know what? You'll be a better person because you did it. Also, check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and you know what? I think Turtle still does MySpace. He's
every
one of the
then.
Three people that do MySpace. So go check us out. Let us know how we're doing by leaving a comment because we enjoy that. Also, don't forget to check out Milo and Sarah's blogs. They are awesome.
They are. And don't forget, bands, you know, send us your MP3s, your press kits. Audition, would you?
Exactly. And most importantly, the interview that we just did, it's going to be on enterthesshell.com and you could see us in the studio talking to the rescuers. So make sure to check that out.
And also on our YouTube.
And our YouTube, youtube.com.
And our Twitter.
Yeah, youtube.com/enterthesshell.
And our Facebook.
So, you know what? Have a happy Valentine's Day. Let's keep it arrow. Hit ya. Later.